This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we're joined by Beverly cross-country coach Sean Dunleavy. And Sean, welcome. Thanks so much for taking time to join us.
Thank you for having me, Bill. It's a pleasure.
Great to talk cross-country. Beverly with a great tradition in cross-country at the high school level. And Sean, first up, I guess one of the things to share with us is one of your most recent victories as a team was the Franklin Park Invitational. Maybe tell me more about that one, and then we'll get more into the team and your runners and so on.
Sure. I mean, this is our first big invitational, so it was kind of like a good way to see what we really have in these big meets. And I was really pleasantly surprised by the outcome. We had four guys, our finishers in the top 10, and our fifth man was 11th. So we had a total team score of 33 points. And so the next best team was Andover with 59 points. So, we finished 26 points ahead of them, which is a pretty good margin of victory. So that was, a pleasant surprise. Our kids ran phenomenal. They really proved a lot to themselves and to me.
Now, your 2-2 record is somewhat deceiving, so tell me about that. Obviously deceiving in the sense that we're thinking it's the losses that are deceiving, right, Sean?
Right. One would think that a 500 team is going to go into an invitational with about a dozen teams and win it. So our losses came against two state-ranked teams, Danvers, which is they're a phenomenal team. They're ranked first in the state in Division II right now. And last year they only lost the state championship by 1 point to Wakefield. And then Marblehead, which is a very strong team too, traditionally. And so they are sixth, I believe, in the state right now in their division. So both teams we lost, but both teams, the margin of victory was less than 10 points. So, it just basically kind of shows that, we're hanging in there. And that's the big message, that even though there were losses, it was proving something to the kids that we can hang with these teams that are state ranked. Danvers is a great example. Danvers is a team that's flew under the radar all season long and never ranked. They finished with, I believe, like a 4-3 record last season. And then they go to the state meet and they finish second in the entire state. So it kind of speaks to the conference. The conference has some great competition this year, and so it's good for all the teams. It brings out the best in all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me about some of your runners on this year's Beverly team.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I can start off with our first runner, Riley McGoldrick. This kid is really, he's like the phoenix. He rose from the ashes and has really become an outstanding runner. So to start off with, when he first started as a freshman and sophomore, he missed about over a year and a half due to injury, some stress fractures. He had to actually go and get sort of like retrained on how to run properly because his running gait wasn't right, and they fixed that. And I'll tell you, he's come back and just done unbelievable. Last year, in his junior year, he qualified for the state championships as an individual, and he ran like a 16:32 5K. And this year, he's basically following in the same where he's picking up where he left off his junior year. He's being actively recruited by a number of local colleges around, and he's definitely a kid who is going to most likely be running at the collegiate level next year. And then our next two runners are Jason Provost, who is a sophomore, and he's quite a talent. He has the freshman record in the 2 mile in outdoors and in indoor. In outdoors, and he is broken 17. He broke 17 this past Saturday. He ran a 5K in 16:52. And he once again, just the potential, he just keeps on getting better and better. And as a sophomore, those times that he's putting forward are phenomenal. And then our third guy is right there on the cusp of breaking 17 minutes. It's Calvin Barrett. He is a junior, and he's running, really, it's the strongest I've seen him run. He's just, yesterday's workout, was just an amazing workout for him. He did great. I mean, this kid's going to really make some noise in the state meet, I think. He's going to be really pivotal. This is a team with those front three, and then our other captain, Ryan Whiting, Christian Claiborne, another one of our captains, and Charlie Bossler. Those are pretty much like our front five guys. And then we have Isaac Freiling and Harrison Stanton as our six and seven. We have a really solid team. We have good up front talent, and then we have some excellent depth behind it. So our goal is to try to see if we can qualify as a team for the Meet of Champions. And right now I feel like we're in a really good position, and I think the kids know that too. I really feel like they're getting confidence and believing in themselves.
All right, so what do you have coming up this weekend? You're at an invitational, I believe?
Yeah, coming up this weekend is the Frank Kelly Invitational, which is going to be down in Wrentham. That's where we ran our state course last year, the divisional meet. And so this year, it's a lot of fun when the kids win individual medals. Like when we went to this past weekend at the Franklin Park Invitational, we came away with about 9 medals on our team in the 3 individual racers. So, this is going to be a good opportunity for some of our guys to go out there and run the 3K course and, for fun and really kind of get at it and bring home some medals.
Now, I understand you're playing Masco next week or running against Masco next week. What else can you tell me about the Northeastern Conference aside from Danvers and Marblehead at the top there?
They're all tough. When you look at it, Masco, who's our next upcoming opponent, a lot of our meets have really been like, once again, kind of like, we're on the better end of it. We're on the winning end the past couple of years, but it was only like a couple points. And so our margin of error against any team is razor thin. A couple bad days or a turned ankle, and you can't take anything for granted against any team in the Northeast Conference in the Dunn Division. So Masco is really a solid team. PBD has been a tradition where they've won the cross country championship several years in a row. We got in there in 2019 and we won 1 year. Marblehead won 1 year. But for the most part, PBD has really kind of like won the championship several times. So, when you're talking about every single opponent in our division, they're all really, really good. And like I said, it's good for the whole conference. When we run against each other with the competition in with every team, it just brings out the best in all of us. So it helps us when we go to the big meets like the state meet and these invitationals.
Yeah. Sean, anything else you want to share with us about the season or the team at Beverly?
What it really boils down to is what these guys did over the summer. As a cross-country coach, the biggest setup for success is what they do over the summer. You give them a plan on what you want them to do, and you hope that they execute it because you can't really do any off-season coaching. So, it speaks volumes to these kids of how dedicated they are. And, it's really paid off dividends for us this year. And I just hope, we're getting kind of the halfway point of the season. I just hope that, all this potential that we're thinking about right now comes to fruition.
Yeah. Well, Sean, it's a great story. And thanks for sharing about some of the other teams as well in the conference. That's fantastic. So best of luck the rest of the way.
Yeah, Bill, thank you so much. I really appreciate, giving us some publicity. It's excellent. So thank you very much.
You got it.
Appreciate it.
Yep, definitely. Hang on the line. That's Sean Dunleavy with us, Beverly Cross Country coach here on MSONewsSports.com.